You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
Hallelujah. What a blessing, what a blessing. Well, we are moving on with the service, and we have a very powerful song ministration from a mother in the church. Amen. She's young, she's stylish, she's beautiful, she can sing. Amen. We like to give her fans. Amen. Because we love her. If you are ready, I want you to put your hands together as we welcome Sister Henrietta Ariel.
Thank you. said, oh Lord, is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word, oh Lord, is a light unto my path. Through thy precept, I get understanding. Oh, therefore, I hate every false way. How sweet are thy words, sweeter than honey.
Hallelujah. I don't know why you are sitting down like that. Come on, jump in your room, shout and give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Amen. By the way, that song is a scripture if you don't know. Amen. It's inside. I'm going to read it to you as I invite Reverend. Amen. It's a very powerful scripture from Psalm 119. Verse 103 is the one that says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Amen. And this morning, there's a word of God that is coming that is sweeter than honey in your mouth. And I believe that your life is going to be transformed. Your life is going to be changed. The word of God will counsel you. It will direct you. You will never be the same again. So wherever you are, rise up to your feet with Jesus' joy. Give the Lord a start of praise as we invite our father, our daddy, our very own, the Reverend Kojo Ollins Lindsay. Come on.
Wonderful. This morning we are blessed to be in the presence of the Lord. In his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, Bible says there are pleasures evermore. Hallelujah. I am sure that you're going to have pleasures in his presence. Where the word of the King is, there is power. May the power of God reach you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Well, let's share a word of prayer. You're all welcome to today's service. Heavenly Father, we welcome you. We thank you so much for another day. Indeed, we slept and we are awake because you sustained us. We therefore give our energies to you, our service to you. We honor you. We give you glory. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Lead us into God's perfect will. Let everything that is being done be done to the glory of God. Lord, may you be lifted up. that all men will be drawn unto you as we do that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bind every work of Satan, and we plead the blood to answer to every attack of the evil one. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. If you are hearing me and you love the Lord, give the Lord a wave of praise wherever you are. Powerful. Now I can see you can hear me. Well, if I couldn't see you, it means your video is not on. You know, Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts to the end that you may be established. So seeing actually leads to impartation. Once upon a time, Jesus Christ was preaching, and in Luke chapter 5, he could not see the people properly. He asked Peter, give me your boat, let me stand on it. And he told Peter, thrust deeper so I can see more people and more people can see me. Because he was about to do a miracle. And we could see that that is what he did. So if you are here and your thing is turned off, then you are not like the people who were at that place where Jesus preached from the boat. You know, as I speak here, I'm speaking in representation of him. And I believe that when we can see you, then impartation can take place. I long to see you, is what Paul said. And that is where impartation takes place. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I want to welcome you. It's a blessing. Before I preach, I want to make two announcements. All right. The first announcement is about the flow prayer services. Okay. I mean, it's not common to find thousands of people praying at the same time throughout the night. And the flow services have been a blessing. Many people have had testimonies upon testimonies, you know. Sometimes prayers are coming, and many of us, we can't pray for a long time, you know. Let us know that the presence of God is what matters, okay? Now, that presence that is generated, Bible says, if any two, you know, Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 19, the Bible says that if there are two agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. When it comes to corporate agreement prayer like this, especially led by our Father, I can assure you, whatsoever you ask the Father, it shall be done. Jesus Christ led his disciples in Matthew 26 to go and pray. And then when he realized that, what? He came and Peter, James, John, they were asleep. He said, what? You could not wait for me 1 hour. You could not wait. He went and came again, another hour, came again. So Jesus, when he leads his children, he wants them to pray for hours. Yeah. You know, and many of us cannot do that. But when you join that corporate body, you can do that. Many people have experienced miracles. You know, let me tell you a testimony. I was on the flow prayer meeting and I decided to give, for example. It was a prayer, but after the prayer, I decided to give. And, you know, I gave a certain amount that normally I wouldn't have given. You won't believe it. Right after that, I went to work. And when I went to work, I was about to go. They told me, oh, we want to ask you, please stay on and do something that I had not even asked to do. I packed and was leaving. Can you do this and this for us? I said, oh, I asked my wife, so let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I decided to spend a few hours to do what they were supposed to do. They said they were going to pay me the whole weekend plus bonus for just staying those couple of hours. That was a miracle. That was a miracle. And these miracles, Bible says, in his presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures evermore. You know, when you come to somebody in his presence, it is what he's talking to you about. But if there's something at his right hand, it's a bonus. Pleasures come when we enter God's presence. He taps, he reaches out with his strong right hand, and he takes off some of the things to give the person in his presence. Who is there? You know, that is what it is. When Isaac was about to die, he had blessings. And then whoever came is the person who received. He thought it was Esau, but it was Jacob. Whoever was there, he got that thing which is at the right hand. So the people that are absent, they lose out. So today, I want you to know, come and join. So tomorrow, for example, as usual, is on Monday evenings through Tuesday, and then Thursday evenings. Tomorrow at 10:30, we start again, 10:30 Central. Join the flow prayer meeting and get somebody to wake you up. Close from work, sleep maybe 3-4 hours so that you can be alert and then pray, okay? And I'm sure that even if you sleep, like Peter, James, and John, they slept a little bit. But Jesus woke them up again. You'll get somebody to wake you up. So flow is coming on again. Just be there so that the pleasures at God's right hand, you don't miss out on it. Because in his presence, fullness of joy at his right hand, you shall receive some pleasures. Receive a miracle in Jesus' name. Amen. That's number one announcement. The number two announcement is that, perhaps three, is that our usual Wednesday center meetings are being converted into now the leaders are going to meet you, not just the one who is overall the leaders. So we're going to have small Wasenta meetings, okay? So when you come along, when you join the Zoom, you will be asked, oh, who's your leader? Who's your shepherd? And then we'll send you into that particular room. So you may not necessarily meet the person you've been used to meeting, but one of the leaders will be there to teach you. And the leader will contact you in the course of the week to make you know that when you come, you'll be transferred there. Don't say, I'm not coming because my leader has been changed. Actually, your leader has not been changed. He's always there with you. But now we want smaller groupings because of the COVID, we are not able to take care of the church members the way we want to. That one-on-one is being missing. And Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, he knows their sheep. They hear his voice and they follow him. We want that one-on-one close interaction so that when your issues are there, we will know somebody will be close to you. One person with three people, with five people, with seven people, rather than one person with 20. All right, so that small, in little groups, we can take care of each other, comfort one another, sharpen one another, get to know one another in a more intimate way so that our issues don't go ignored because of COVID. All right. All right. So please remember that. It's still on Wednesday. If anything changes, we will let you know. All right. Now, our visitation is also coming on, our video visitation. We haven't forgotten you. We want to be close. Jesus Christ did not just sit in heaven and give preaching commands on the heavenly pulpit. He came down to earth where we live. So we may not be able to physically be interactive, but we want to be spiritually close. So we will do Zoom visitations, you know, answer your prayer needs, take care of the issues, and do the counselings and everything that we normally would have done if we were on the ground church. You know, now we are in the cloud church. The cloud, God says, Bible says that God, he led the people of Israel by the pillar of cloud by day. All right, so by day, we'll come to you in the cloud through that and be ready. Your shepherds and Wasenta leaders will arrange the visit, and Sister Ariel and I will come and share fellowship with you. It's no agenda. We just want to be sure that you're fine, pray with you, and attend to any needs that may have been ignored because of corona season. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Wow, wonderful. So today we want to continue. This is a month of faith. Month of faith. Okay? Last month was the month of honor. We shared on honor. This month is a month of faith. The first message we prayed was faith is obedience and obedience is faith. The second week we shared that faith is prayer and prayer is faith. And I remember we sharing that prayer is dynamic. You know, James chapter 5 verse 16, Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And the Amplified says, when you confess your faults to one another, Amplified, and you pray one for another, because Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer says, for the earnest heartfelt prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Hallelujah. And so we said that when somebody prays, is a man of faith, dynamic in its workings means that it is actually, when we say something is dynamic, it can move, it can change. It's also equivalent of versatile. Now, prayer, one of the things that prayer does is that prayer can address anything. And we related it to like sun. The sun can be converted into all kinds of energy. The sun is the reason why we have food. Photosynthesis causes food that we eat. The food is converted into energy in our bodies and we can move. And that is the same kind of thing that is used. So all kinds of things come from the sun. Bible says the Lord is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So prayer is dynamic. It can change into many things. Okay? You can use prayer. It's the one that can take care of your needs financially. It is, we can talk to the Lord about everything, you know. So they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, because the prayer, it can do this, it can do that, it can do anything you want. One person told me, like a taxi driver, you know, my car is like a taxi driver. It can make U-turns, it can make C-turns, it can make W-turns, it can go anywhere. Prayer is better than that. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that a man of prayer is a man of many attributes, because prayer is dynamic in its action. It can help. You can speak to the Lord about your employment. You can speak to the Lord about your health. You can speak to the Lord. When you go to the work, the job, they give you only financially. They don't satisfy your health. Yeah, that's why they give you health insurance, because they know that they'll give you the money to pay benefits, but they can't give you health. But prayer gives all these things. May you be a man of prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, yeah. Today we want to go on. Last week we talked about, you know, great giants of faith are produced through hearing and hearing. Okay. And we said that Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more you hear and hearing, and we learned. The people that learn to listen to messages are people of power, because the hearing brings faith. Everybody, your faith is because of the things that you hear, okay? The things that we hear. And we learned that you realize that the disciples, Jesus Christ said, "Watch, be careful what you hear and with what measure you hear it, because it's going to affect you. Definitely going to affect you, all right?" We talked about the fact that when you look at a nurse, they've been talked to for 3 years or something about nursing, teaching about nursing. They come out and they are nurses. So actually, you are affected by the things you hear. You are a product of your thought processes, and your thought processes are based on the things you hear. And in case you don't know, people that are called deaf and dumb, they are not really born deaf and dumb from the beginning. But because they cannot hear, because of that, they cannot speak. All right. That is why people, when they are born into a person who speaks with a certain accent, the children end up speaking in that accent. Why? Because of what they hear. I can tell somebody speaking, if like our brother who spoke, gave the testimony, I can see that the parents are Nigerians, because I can hear the Nigerian accent. I can assure you without saying anything that he's heard from his mother, spoke hearing and hearing. He has become that thing. What you hear will make you. What you hear will make you. And therefore, Jesus Christ said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." All right, so get the power of the spirit by hearing the words. That's why, you know, when you hear somebody, many people have said, when you are preaching, sometimes I know that you're from Lighthouse, because you are preaching like your bishop preaches. Why? Who should I preach like? Because of the hearing and hearing and hearing. That's why we are directing all of us to the podcast, all the messages that we give, so that you can hear and become something. God spoke, even the world responded to his voice and became what God wanted them to be. All right, the words that you hear, the things that God wants you to be is what you hear. When the devil wanted to twist Adam and Eve from their eternal destiny, all he did was change what they were hearing to what he would be speaking to them. He turned them from the voice of God and gave them his voice, and they changed. Their destiny in the garden changed. Until then, they heard the voice of God, they obeyed God, and they stayed in the garden. May you hear the word of God over and over and over again. May the messages of preaching come to you over and over and over again. I see that the podcast has been put there, podcast for the bishop, podcast for us, all of us, that will be there, and you become a man of faith. Amen. Today, we want to go to another aspect of faith. Greater works. Faith produces greater works is the title. Faith produces greater works. Okay, faith, real faith, will bring faith does greater works. Hallelujah. Now, let's read from the book of John chapter 14, verse number 12. John chapter 14, verse number 12. Bible says, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Hallelujah. This is Jesus Christ speaking. He says, if you're a man of faith, one of the evidences is that the works that he does, you will do. And you will not just do that, but you do greater works because he goes to the Father. Let me tell you something. When you want to assess somebody who has faith in Jesus Christ, assess the person's works, not the person's words. Where talk is cheap. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 7. New Living Translation. It's in the Bible. Talk is cheap. Ecclesiastes 5, chapter 7, New Living Translation. He says, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. That's the first thing. Talk is cheap. Ladies and gentlemen, don't underestimate the power of what people do. What people say, politicians say a lot of things. They come into power and we see nothing. Yeah. People are there who woo women. Oh, poor girls. They come and tell you, look, I will build a bridge for you. Meanwhile, there is no river anywhere. You know, some person came and looked at the lady and said, oh, can I see the label of your dress? He said, the lady said, what are you doing? And the person said, well, because I thought this. I believe that because I feel that you're an angel. He says, oh, why? Because I feel that if I check here, it will be written made in heaven. What is that? Look at that. Just a woman.
Hey.
Yeah. Another lady comes and says that, oh, another gentleman comes to a lady and tells the lady, look, lady, I think you must be very tired. The lady said, why? Why are you saying I'm tired? Because you've been running through my mind all day. These are words. These are cheap words. But unfortunately, ladies sometimes believe it. And then what does it end in? Frustration and all kinds of abuse. So words are cheap, but actions are golden. Actions are golden. And Jesus Christ says that if you want to assess somebody, assess the person's works, not the person's words. He says that, verily I say unto you, he that believes on me, a believer, a man of faith, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. When you go into a church, there are so many people there. So many people there. It is not everybody that's a believer. It's not everybody that has faith. Bible says not all men have faith. How will you know that somebody has the faith of Jesus Christ? It is not by their words, it's by their works. Jesus Christ says they will do the things that Jesus does. When you are a Christian, it is expected that if you are a man of faith, you are a woman of faith, gradually your actions become almost equivalent to the actions of Jesus Christ. You do the things that Jesus does, not the things that you would like to do. Hallelujah. How do I know? Because Satan is also a church goer. Satan also goes to church. But does he do the things of God? Actually, he encourages people to do the opposite like he did to Adam and Eve. I mean, the book of Job chapter 1 verse 6, there was a day that God met his children, the sons of God, and Satan came along. Yeah, he came along. So he comes to church. So coming to church is not necessarily a sign that you are a believer, but the works. Let me show you the difference. James chapter 2 and verse number 14. We're going to read these verses from 14 to 20. James, yeah. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say that you have faith, but you don't show it by your actions, can that kind of faith save anyone? Do you know what that is saying? He says that if your faith is not with actions, don't think you are saved. Real salvation is seen in what people do. Says if you say you have faith, it's enough. If I have church, oh, I have faith. I come to church, so I have faith. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one day that our faith is going to be tested. And God will separate those who are saved from those who are not saved. And he said that if you just merely say that, brothers and sisters, I have faith, but you don't show it by your actions, Can that kind of faith save anyone? Can that kind of faith save you? Faith without actions is not equivalent to salvation. All right? So watch your actions. Let's go on to the next verse, verse 15. Watch this carefully. If a brother or sister is destitute of daily food, next verse, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, go and feel warm, be filled. I mean, you just speak. These are words. Be warm, be filled. You don't do anything. Notwithstanding, you give not those things which are needed to that body. You don't give anything. Somebody comes and says, look, I need. Said, depart in peace. Oh, I speak peace unto you. Go and get warm. Go and be filled. The person is hungry. You have food. You didn't do anything. But he says, what does it profit? What does it profit you? You know? Then the next verse is what is, even so, faith, if it does not have works, is dead, being alone. So anyone who says, I have faith, my faith is the faith of Christ, and does not do anything, that faith is dead. That is dead faith. That is dead faith. And, you know, death does not help anybody. I mean, if you even going to, I mean, what is a dead person? That's why we throw dead people into the cemetery. We bury them even. They don't even stay in their own room, their own house. So faith is dead if it has no actions. Let's keep reading on. And I'm going to show you what the devil does. Yeah, a man may say, you have faith and I have works. Huh? Say, can there be faith without works? Okay. Will show thee my, let me show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to tell you is that from today, don't just speak faith, but show faith. Let your actions live faith. If you are in a place where you are a Christian, let them see what you are, and then they will know that you are a man of faith. Let me tell you a story. There was one time, I've told you this story before, but a certain landlord, very wicked, not knowing he was a preacher, a good Christian, a deacon. And one time the pastor was having a crusade and he didn't arrive. So this deacon was made to go and stand on the crusade platform and preach. The whole city came and everybody was clapping. Miracles were taking place. And there came this old lady who had gone to fetch water and was going home and heard the noise and went there. When she went there, who was it who was preaching? Her landlord. Now, that landlord had been so wicked to this lady. This lady had been thrown out of the house many times because she couldn't pay. This lady has been treated, you know, if it was in America, we say turn off the air conditioner for a long time because the lady had not paid. The lady had been shown so much wickedness, you know, no kindness, nothing, no help. This was a lady who had suffered, was even a widow. But this landlord was being so wicked. Now, when the lady got there, somebody said, oh, put your water down because this, your joint problem can be healed. The lady said, no. That man, his behavior speaks so loudly in my ears that I can't hear what he's saying. In other words, he says he has a man of faith. His actions don't match up. And I don't know what you people are doing here because you don't know the man. Real faith is in actions. That is why Jesus Christ would tell the people, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Yeah. But rather, he that doeth the will of the Father. It's a doing word. Faith is action. Faith is your lifestyle. Faith is not a statement. Faith is not in the songs that we sing. Anybody can sing. But I'll show you that the devil, he cannot act in faith. He can only tremble about faith. The next verse in the book of James, please, sister, show us. It says, the James scripture, please. The next verse in James chapter 2. And let's go to maybe verse number 18. James chapter 2. Now, someone may argue, some have faith, others have good works. But I say, how can you show me faith if you don't have good deeds? Show me your faith, and I will show you my faith by my good deeds. Next verse, please. Next verse. You say that you have faith because you believe, well, that there's one God. Good, good for you. Even the devil or the demons believe this and they tremble in terror. They tremble in terror. Do you know the devil also believes the kind of belief? It's called the devil level faith. You just tremble, but you don't do anything about it. The devil trembles, but is not obedient to the work of God, the word of God. So your works are going to show whether you have faith or not. Hallelujah. The next verse, let's go on quickly. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without works or without good deeds is useless? How foolish. God says it's foolish to have faith without works. You know, let's begin to now live our example. There is somebody who may never read the Bible, but can read the Bible through your actions, but can read the Bible through your faith, which comes with actions, which comes with works. Hallelujah. But even more so, you have to understand, Bible says that the just shall live by his faith, by his faith. Many people say by faith, but the original verse, which is in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, it says the just shall live by his faith. By his faith, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is upright, is not upright in him. For the just shall live by his faith. Ladies and gentlemen, faith is an individual thing. It's not a church thing. We can say Lighthouse, they are people of faith. Learn to live your faith by your actions, because Bible says the just shall live. Your lifestyle will be assessed by your faith. Hallelujah. And so I want us to know that faith is by your lifestyle. Let me tell you, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says that I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ, my old nature. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live by I live by the faith of the Son of God, who died for me and gave himself for me. What does that mean? I am crucified with Christ. I no longer exist. Let your old nature be crucified. Yet I live. Yet not I anymore, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who died, who loved me and died for me. Ladies and gentlemen, all of us are supposed to live like Jesus Christ, live by the faith of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul is saying. That crucify the old nature, hang it up on the cross like Jesus Christ, and now come alive. Don't live by the old nature. If you are a man of faith, let your works show it. Let your works show it. Bible says that they that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Let your faith show by your works. Faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself. So Jesus Christ is the example for all of us. Now let's therefore assess what Jesus Christ did that makes God say that we should live by his faith. Jesus Christ had the faith to sacrifice. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. You know, we are tired of seeing Christians who only assess faith. If you say a man of faith, it means somebody who can believe God for miracles. I can have money. That is faith. It's good, but is that all? If Jesus Christ came, of course, he commanded fish and they spat out coins. So there are financial miracles. Jesus Christ multiplied the bread from 5 loaves and fed 5,000. So there are indeed blessings that are miracles, a sign of faith. Jesus Christ healed the sick. So when you get healing, it is miraculous. However, let's look at the works. What was the primary aim of Jesus Christ? Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Bible says the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. To seek and to save that which was lost. Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many people in the church that don't align with this foremost vision and work of Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, we say that we should live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself has said, if you believe me, the works that I do shall you do, and greater works. For the Son of Man came. What was his work? What was his vision? What was the plan to seek and to save that which was lost? That is real works. Can you ask yourself that since you actually became a Christian and you were called a man of faith, a woman of faith, you have actually done this? Can we assess your life and see that you came to seek and to save the lost? Which aspect of your life is reflected in that? And in case you are thinking, is that, Jesus was a pastor, so this is for pastors. You're joking. Jesus intentionally came as a carpenter. Jesus intentionally came through mother so that you see that, look, we are just like him. He was called the Son of Man and the Son of God. So are you. You are called the Son of Man because you are Mr. Ababrese's daughter. You are Mr. Johnson's son. So you are called by Johnson. You are the Son of Man. But you're also the Son of God because you are born again by faith. Man. So do the spiritual works as well. You have a job, like Jesus had a job in carpentry, and he decided, still, let me do this work. Like, I have a job in medicine, and I'm preaching. I've got people, I've started fellowships. When will you win a soul? When will you follow the works of Jesus? Jesus Christ said, the works that I do, shall you do? Shall you do? Let's even stay there. Don't even go to greater works. Because when we go to greater works, it will mean a whole lot more. Let's just stay for now. First part, the works that I do. What are some of the works that Jesus Christ did? Number one, he won souls.
Yes.
Yes, he won souls. And he did not stop at that. He told the disciples behind him, Matthew 4:19, he told Peter, who came with his brother, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Ladies and gentlemen, do not look at anybody's Christianity and copy. Look at Jesus Christ's faith and copy. Wow. He says, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, Jesus, who loved me and gave himself for me. So our real example must be Jesus. Many Christians sit in church and Jesus warm the pew. Listen, I call this, what do I mean? Vampire Christianity. Because you drink the blood of Jesus Christ. You drink the communion. The communion is finished because of church members. The blood is shed for you. But how many people will benefit? Do you think Jesus Christ is coming on earth again to die again? Do you think he came in the flesh once and he went? You are also going to be in this flesh once. It's appointed to man once to die, after that the judgment. Just like Jesus Christ, he had only 3 years. He used his life to win many souls, to affect many people, to transform life. His memories are the reasons, and his deeds and what he did on the cross has saved many, including you.
Amen.
What are you doing to make sure that thing is worthy? When we have, for example, Swollen Sunday, more than half the church does not get involved. What is it? But when we say we are having a miracle service, we're having a convention, anointing service, you should see the crowds that come. We should be able to say we are having a soul-winning service, and that should actually become more populated because Jesus Christ's works are being copied.
Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes. The works that I do shall you do. That is faith. It says that if you, any man believes in me, the works that I, if you are a believer, the works that I do shall you do. So Jesus Christ came to save souls. How come your family have never seen this church? How come your friends have not been told about Christ? How come your work colleagues don't even know that you're a Christian? Where is your faith? Real faith is by works. Works. Jesus Christ had 12 disciples. How many disciples do you have? And I said, I tell you the truth. I'm not lying. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works. I tell you the truth. When Jesus Christ says, verily, or says, I tell you the truth, verily, verily, surely, surely, for sure, I say unto you, if any man truly believes in me, watch this. This is what's going to happen. Number one, the works that I do shall he do. That is why I preach, even though I'm a physician. That is why you must preach, even though you are a nurse. That is why you must preach, even though you are a carpenter. That is why you must win souls. That is why it will be a bad thing to come to church next week without anybody. Because that's what he came to do. He came to seek and to save the lost. And he says, go and make disciples of all nations. So Jesus Christ, you see, in the woman of Syrophoenicia, when he came and he was asking for healing, Jesus Christ said, no, I'm not sent to you. You know, it is the bread of the children. And the Syrophoenician woman had faith and said, look, even the bread I did not come, I don't give the bread of the children to the dogs. And then Jesus told the woman, said, it's true, true, you have said the right thing. But even the dogs, the food that falls from the crumbs that fall from the table, they eat it.
Oh, man.
So even if you didn't come for me at all, please let the overflow affect me. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ was sent to the Jews, but when he left, he said, go into all the world, into Samaria. He said, and you shall receive power, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, in Samaria, and unto this Jerusalem, unto the whole, unto all uttermost parts of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you see that one is going to greater works. Jesus Christ stayed in Israel, but we are going outside. In America, the gospel is being preached. In Asia, the gospel is being preached. In China, in Africa, the gospel is being preached. That is what we're supposed to do. Jesus Christ was expecting you to be the continuation. Yeah. The children must do greater works than the fathers. So ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ came to do works. Who is the person that you are counseling? Who is the person that you are healing? Who is the person that you are affecting? Who is the person that you are praying for because he prayed for us? Who is the person who we are sacrificing for? Yeah, that's so winning. Number two. Acts of kindness that Jesus came to do. Acts of kindness. John chapter 8 and verse 7. I want to read this to you. So number one thing that Jesus did that we need to do and do greater is winning souls, starting churches, okay? Going out there as missionaries, preaching even though we're working. Some of us must even give up our whole life for it. Number two, the acts of kindness, acts of love. You know, this was the woman who was caught in adultery. I love this story. I don't know when they say somebody is caught in the very act. Let me read the story to you, and then we can understand it for ourselves. Okay. Now, from verse 1, maybe. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he was teaching. Then verse 3. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. Taken in adultery. Yeah, in the very act. Some versions say in the very act. Yeah. One of the versions says in the very act. Caught in adultery. You know, have you heard anything when they say pants down? That's one of them. Yeah. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery. This is the scripture. In the very act. New King James. Yes. Verse 4. It says, this teacher, this woman was caught in adultery. And in the very act. Have you seen that scripture in verse 4? Why are you not showing it? Verse 4, sister, please. Anyway, I think she's a bit delayed. Now, and then they told Moses, the law commanded that such people should be stoned. But what do you say? They asked Jesus Christ. Then they said, testing him, that they might know something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear what they were saying. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone first. Cast the first stone. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning from the oldest even to the last. And Jesus left her alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, Where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you? She said, no, my Lord, no one. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you are a believer, the works that Jesus did, you do, and greater works. Jesus Christ found somebody who was caught in adultery. In fact, in the very act, pants down. If it was today, there would have been cell phone buzzing. I mean, it would have been on Facebook, and it would be, what do we call it? Viral, go viral. In the very act, they lifted up the woman. In fact, sometimes I wonder, where was the guy? How come they didn't bring the guy? Yeah, it's not fair. That sometimes the word is not fair. You know, I realize that when when they say, it's almost like adultery is okay with men, but it's not okay with women. Men can actually go for two women, but a woman, can you imagine a wife said, I have two boyfriends. It's never heard of. Society is very some way. Where was the guy? Where was the guy? They brought the woman in there. And it was guys who brought the woman. I wonder whether they closed their eyes when they were bringing her. Some of them were thinking lustful thoughts in their minds. As they watched the woman's breast, I'm sure that some people were even forgetting about their wives. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to say is that in spite of all this very act, Jesus Christ said, woman, where are you? He says, if anybody has not sinned before, let him cast the first stone. And one by one, they left. Do you know something? Forgiveness is a work of faith. Forgiveness is a work of faith. Jesus Christ taught us that forgive us as we forgive others our trespass, their trespasses. One of the things that I've seen is the biggest act of kindness that Jesus came to teach us is forgiveness. Because on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But truly, did they not know? That is how we should also be. The works that Jesus did, shall we do, and greater works. We should grow in our faith to a point when Jesus says that vengeance, Paul said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Such that we can forgive, we can let go, we can be kind to people who have not necessarily been nice to us. That's the work.
Amen.
When you look in the book of Romans chapter 12, the last verse, the Bible talks about, Father, do not be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. If your enemy comes to you and asks you for food, give him. He said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself. Avenge not yourself. Avenge, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay.
Oh.
I will repay. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. It's very, very, very real. Ladies and gentlemen, verse 19. I want you to know that this is the work. Kindness. Forgiveness is kindness. Giving to people who need is kindness. Giving to people, you know, when we read in the book of James, he says, how can you tell somebody who comes in need that, brother, go, be warm and be filled? Meanwhile, you don't give the person anything. How can you be a Christian? You see people at the roadside who have nothing, who are deserted, some are fake. Yes, but how can you tell the difference? Are you a judge? God did not call us to judge people, but be kind to people.
Be kind to people. You're preaching. Yeah.
Sometimes I leave there and say, oh, this young man, you can also work because I'm working, I'm young. But then the Lord would tell me often that, you know his circumstances? It could have been you. Kindness, the works that he did.
Shall we do?
And greater works. Let people see in us. I like that song, when any man looks at me. Sister Aria, can you sing? Let them see Jesus. Let them see Jesus. Let me be a reflection.
Of his love and mercy to them.
Let me be a reflection of his love and mercy to them.
When they start to read my life story, I wanted to bring my Savior glory. When anyone Let them see.
That's it. When they start to read your life story, may it bring glory to the master that you were kind, that you were a man of love, a man of forgiveness, a woman of kindness.
Mm.
Yeah. As I've lived with my wife, if she wanted to have a reason to kick me out, she could have a reason. But as a Christian, sometimes I am even so confident of a Christianity that I exploit it. I just tell my wife, look, I just tell myself, I'm going to just take it anyway. My wife, she's a Christian. She will forgive me. I'm going to take it. It is hers. I'm going to take it. I'm not going to ask her permission. She's going to be kind. Fruits of the Spirit will be born. Yeah, when they see you, may they see. Even if they don't read the Bible, may they read you. Bible says the women of old in 1 Peter chapter 3, they didn't have to do anything, but by their mere conversation, which is an old English word for behavior, without words, they were able to influence their husbands. They called them lords. They called them lords. They called them Abraham's daughters, who they were. Ladies and gentlemen, our actions can win people to Christ. Most Christians, most people that come to the Lord don't know scriptures initially, but they understand love. They understand because God is love. Beloved, let us love one another because God is love. That is the works that we need to show and attract people to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. Finally, so the first thing you need to do is, number one, win souls. Jesus Christ won souls in Israel. In America, it's our time. Go beyond to the nations. It's our time. Bring people from different nationalities to join the Zoom. It's our time. Let's join Bishop when he's going for these crusades. It's our time. Those are the works. Number two, works of kindness, works of love. And number three, the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord. The book of Luke chapter 2 verse 49. I love that scripture. He says that when they actually came, Jesus Christ was lost. They were going and then they were lost. And it came to pass, you know, and Jesus Christ was with his family and they were leaving, going some 43 days. They didn't know where he was. And they came back to search for him and he was found in the temple. And when they asked, my son, what have you done for us? We've been searching for you for a long time. And Jesus said to them, how is it that you sought me? Wist not that I must be about my father's business? Did you not know? Jesus Christ was filled with the zeal of the Lord, the work of the church. He was there doing his father's business. Yeah, helping to build the church. In fact, there was one time he was so much filled with the zeal of the Lord. He came to the temple. And when he came to the temple, he found out in Matthew chapter 21, from verse 12 to verse 13, the people were selling and making merchandise of the temple. Bible says, then Jesus went into the temple of the Lord and drove them all out who bought and sold in the temple, overturned the tables and the money changers and the seats that they sat on to sell the doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. That was the zeal of the Lord. He cleaned the house of the Lord. He made sure things were working properly. What are you doing in the house of the Lord? Are you part of our center? Are you part of an outreach team? Are you part of the choir? Are you part of the dancing stars? Are you helping in any way? By being zealous, the faith of Jesus Christ was a man of zeal. Who? The zeal. In fact, one place they said, it is because the zeal of the Lord had consumed him. Yeah. Such that you can be so zealous that you can even start a fellowship, start a church. That is the zeal of the Lord is what has made me start a church that you are attending today. Because the zeal of the Lord is upon me. When will your zeal show? The faith of Jesus Christ. The works, those who believe in me, let it be known that the works that I do shall they do. And greater works than these shall they do. Because I go unto my Father. From today, may I see what role you play in the church. That's why it's called a church service, not a church celebration. We come to serve. Church service. Let it be asked, where do you serve? Where do you express your zeal for the Lord? Amen. The zeal that makes you give to build a church, for example. The zeal that makes you pay your tithe such that the church of the Lord will run. The zeal of the Lord that makes you say that I must bring my family to come and clean the church. the seal of the Lord that makes you say that what is the need of the church? I have some toilet cleaners. Let me bring it into the church. The seal of the Lord that makes you say, I have a car. Let me give it to one of the missionaries somewhere. The seal of the Lord that makes you say that I want to help to build the church of the Lord. May your faith show in these works. Don't have the devil type of faith where you are just afraid of death. That's when you come to the Lord. You're afraid. That's when you tremble and you come. You're afraid. Therefore, pray for me. You're afraid. Therefore, bless me. You're afraid. That kind of faith is demon level faith. Because the Bible says even the demon, they believe and they tremble. But the real believers, their works show. May you be here. Somebody, Jesus had 12 disciples. At the minimum, everybody should have 12 souls before you die that you can count on and say, these people, like Jesus, I was the reason why they are in the church. Have that and do more. I want more. I want by the end of this year for us to have at least seated 200 people. I know we have 150, 200, 300 by the grace of God. And many of the souls will come from you in Jesus' mighty name. Rise your feet, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is works, and works is faith. Bible says, they that know their God, those who have faith, will be strong and shall do exploits or works. Put your hand on your heart. Ask the Lord, am I like you? Do I really have faith? Tell the Lord, I want to do your works and greater works. I want to be a soul winner. I want to be a man of love and kindness. And I want to be a man or woman of zeal for your house. In the name of Jesus. With all our
Jesus.
Father, bless everyone that is under the sound of my voice. Now, if you have joined us today, I don't know who may have invited you, who may have, or whether you've been here before, but today the Lord is giving you an opportunity. Don't go anywhere, please. We have a special blessing for you. Don't leave. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, or your Christianity has gone far from the Lord, you want to restore, or you are somebody, as I am preaching, you realize that your faith is not as it should be. There was a woman like that who said, I have faith. A man who said, I have faith. Then he said, help thou my unbelief. God wants to restore your faith. God wants to bring you close to himself. God wants to give you eternal life. If there's a rapture now, this is the prayer that will save you. The prayer of faith will save. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to really pray along. Repeat this prayer after me if you want to give your life to Jesus. Say, Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
I came to church. But now I come to you.
Now I come to you.
Personally.
I know I'm a sinner.
Please forgive me.
For all my sins.
And wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
I
believe Jesus is the Christ. That Jesus is the Son of God. That he died for me and my sins. And God raised him from the dead.
By this faith.
I am born again. I am a child of God. Please write my name. In the book of life. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. Unto salvation. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, let's go there. It's a good life.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.
Welcome to the